Well, we won, and so that was the most important thing. I was excited. But I think it's exciting. There's a lot of emotions and things going into it and a lot riding on it, and I was glad I got to be a part of it.
And now you look forward to just trying to get in there more, or mm-hmm. what are your thoughts on just...
Well, I just compete every day, try to do my job and do whatever the coaches ask me. You know, there's certain roles that everybody plays on the team, and, you know, our coaches, you know, try their best to, you know, put people in positions where we can help them win. And whoever that is, you just got to trust that, you know, they're the coaches and they know what they're doing, and I got to do my job. And so my job is to complete practices, practice hard, and do my job and do whatever's asked of me.
It must be quite a confidence booster that the coaches do put you in all those different formations. I mean, how does that feel for you mentally, knowing that they trust you in those situations?
Well, I think, you know, it's, you know, kind of, you know, the more you can do, I guess the more valuable you are to your coaches. And I think that them putting in those packages where I'm able to come in and we got to have short yard situations shows some confidence that they have in me to be able to make the block. And so I just, like I told him, we got to make sure that I'm continually showing them every week and every day that I can keep that up and that I'm staying attentive to the details.
I talked to David Quessenberry before he was diagnosed, and you have a link with him back at UCLA with his younger brother, and he said he was going to look out for you now that you're here in Houston. Did you see him at the game Sunday?
Yeah, I did. It's always good to see DQ, man. He comes out to eat with us as well. I get to chat with him here and there, but, you know, obviously with what he's going through, it's nothing that, you know, like that I can say that I've experienced, but he's been very, very good to me and kept in touch and encouraging.
I'd imagine that'd be an inspiration to you, seeing a guy like that going through, fighting what he's fighting through, and the fact that you guys are dedicating your season to him.
Oh, no doubt. He, you know, I know he wants to be out here just as bad as any of us, and you know, I know he could if he would, so.
What do you know?
Or he would if he could, excuse me.
What do you know about the black hole? What are your thoughts going into this?
I know it's loud. I know my mom's aunt has season tickets in the black hole. Her husband, they live in Oakland and they go to all the games. But you know, other than that, I've just heard that it's loud and they're passionate fans.
Now, do they dare wear a Texans jersey?
Who's that?
Your relative.
I don't know what they're going to do. Honestly, I haven't even talked to them. I'm just trying to worry about winning over there.
Do you have any family coming to the game?
You know, other than that, them, I don't think so. You know, it's just kind of a business trip. People are busy. My family's busy. Everyone's just, you know, it's work now. So I wish, I think I had some family coming before, but I don't know if they're going to make it.
Any of these O-line veterans giving you advice on playing in the black hole and what it's like? Dwayne, Chris, any of these?
No, you know, I haven't really asked them. But, you know, I think our coaches do a good job of just getting us prepared for, you know, the crowd noise and how loud it's going to be, you know, because I got a kind of a taste of what loud was, you know, here for the other team, for the Redskins when we played here. So I imagine it'd be similar in an away stadium where we're the other team.
On a familiar face on the other side of the line, Antonio Smith, what do you know about him and the fact that he used to play here? He knows a lot of guys here.
Yeah, well, I don't know him. I never met him. But on film, he looks good. He's a good player. And, you know, we've been working hard to try and prepare for him in practice. You know, that's really all I know about him. And so I haven't, other than watching him play, we got to be ready because he's a good player.